Well, I am so glad you came. I had visions of nobody being here. And on my way here, I noticed that everything is brown and gray. The brightest thing on the road between my house and here was the stop sign. And in our verses today, we actually have reference to color. So it's very, very exciting. Let's pray, shall we? Father, I just thank you for this chance to talk about Proverbs 31 together this morning. And I pray that you would become bigger and bigger in our lives and in our homes, and that we would exalt your name and lift you up, and that those that come to our homes, that see us, would see Jesus. That's our desire, and we fall so short, but just help us to take one more step closer to you. Thank you, Father. Bless our time together, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I will read Proverbs 20 to 31, some of which we've talked about before, but just to put our verse today, verse 22, in context, starting with verse 20. She extends her hand to the poor. She stretches out her hands to the needy. So that was last time, or no, time before. And she's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates where he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her husband also, and he praises her, saying, "Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates." So right off the beginning, we've got scarlet mentioned and purple. And so we know that God loves color. He created such a beautiful world for us. And when we shine him, I think that's something that's we each do in our own way. Some of us are colorful. Some of us wear color. But our verse for today, the first half of the verse says she makes coverings for herself. When you think of that, do you think of clothes? How many of you think of clothes? I thought of clothes. You know that's not what it is? Everything I read has a Hebrew word called marbad, and it is home furnishings. Who would have guessed? And I just think of God's creativity in so many ways, and he actually cares about how we furnish our home. And I think that we take pleasure in it. And so this woman of Proverbs 31 is not just caring for the poor and for other people, but she's caring for herself and for her household. We should have things in our home that bring us joy. And for our family as well. But the proper way and the proper time, and I think I'm not challenging all of you to go out to Gabbard's or to Crate and Barrel today and just blow a wad. That's not what we're talking about. In fact, it's definitely not what we're talking about, because anybody can do that. But when we know the Lord, it's a whole different meaning, isn't it? So from the beginning of reading this verse and thinking about it, I had to think, I just have to say something. And that is that when we read this verse, we're thinking of our home, very little, medium-sized, and changes we'd like to make and changes that we don't have to make because we're kind of satisfied. And so, but it's on a neighborhood, maybe with a sidewalk or a cul-de-sac or America. But there's women all over the world that are reading this verse, and they are trying to live this out in their city. So I'm just going to draw a few word pictures for you, and I'd like you to try and imagine in your mind. If you were in the Philippines with a little woman of God who lives in really a shack, and she's not any different from her neighbors. They all live in shacks. And there might be a little wood that they found somewhere, and a little tin for the roof, and a little cardboard. And there's spiders, and there's humidity. They wouldn't think of air conditioning. So every day of the year, it's hot and humid. And she has a dirt floor. And she's reading this verse. So how is she going to do this? How would you shine Jesus? Well, I'll tell you how she does. She has a little tiny pot by her front door with a little flower in the tropics. It blooms all the time. And she's shining Jesus in this drab area. And maybe as she's sweeping her dirt floor every day, maybe she's singing a little praise chorus. Isn't that beautiful? It applies to her. How about, I had to think of Karen Walters, who's not here, but she's got a sewing machine in her house. And she's making bibs and diapers and burp cloths to do the Dorcas thing on Sunday night for the girls and then donating them to the Crisis New Life. It's just so cool. So she's doing what she has to shine the Lord. Let's go to a lady today who's probably making food, because she is going to have her relatives over tomorrow, and it has to be a big bash and great, great food. So she's cooking and cooking. But her relatives might be Muslim, who've kind of, they know that she's kind of rejected their tradition. She might be Hindu, she might be Buddhist, the relatives. And so she's doing what she's doing for the glory of God, to try and say a word for Jesus. Maybe she'll just take one person aside and ask that lady, would you like to hear an Old Testament story? And that would be really bold for her. But maybe the lady will say yes, and maybe she'll have an opportunity to just lay some seeds for Jesus. How about if you are a lady in Africa? I saw it when we were there with Grace. And you have no running water in your house. Wouldn't that make a difference for us? And so every morning, she and the neighbor ladies are walking to a communal well, maybe a mile or two away, with a jug on their head. And every day, a lot of time is spent walking. And so she has a chance. Maybe she tells a Bible story, or maybe she just says a word for Jesus. But she's not shining His light in a house with no plumbing. Let's see. Oh, and there's another one. How about in Asia, in Laos or Vietnam or Singapore, Thailand? The bathroom is the size of our guest bathrooms. And there's a little bitty window with no screens, no glass. And we're in the tropics, so the bugs come in and out as they wish, and the geckos, and everything else that wants to come in and go out. And it's so tiny, so there's a toilet in there, and there's a mirror, and there's a sink, and there's a shower head. And if you or your family are going to take a shower, you go in this little tiny space. There would be no point in having a shower curtain, because everything's on top of everything. And so here goes the water on everything. Every day, they don't shower every day, but the whole family. And if you are going to use the toilet afterward, it's wet. And the sink is wet, and the mirror is wet, and everything's wet. And this is not abnormal. And the water is the temperature of the pipes, which, again, it's warm, so it's, but it's still cold. So that's normal for her. And she's loving Jesus and reading this verse. And then in India, about sunrise, When the roosters start crowing, the ladies come out of their houses because they don't have stoves, cook stoves in their house. And so in the backyard, or in the back alley, they fire up a communal fire pit and get the water on there so they can cook the rice. And the dogs are barking, and they're laughing so loud and talking so loud. It's just the most amazing sight. And shaping their naan to fry the veggies, getting breakfast for their family, getting husband's lunch to send or the kids to school. And again, conversation. And so does this lady shine Jesus? How does she do that in her situation? So now we get to our home furnishings. Weaving a tapestry of beauty. It talks really about tapestries. And there's a positive way to do that. And that's what the Lord is talking to us about. And then there's like the adulteress who has the tapestries and spreads them over the bed for evil. And so God just has the tapestry, but it's the word definitely means for good. And we all have different residences here. Some maybe half of a dorm room or a whole dorm room. Wow. An apartment, one bedroom. A camper that we go vacationing with a lot of the year. How about a nursing home room? All these places are our dwellings. And somehow our desire is to shine Jesus. Making coverings. And this verse definitely is not about spending money, but spending creative thought, time, and effort and care into our homes. Maybe they're homemade items. Probably in this context, they were homemade items. Thrifting. I just think of so many examples. I don't know about your mothers or your grandmothers, if they quilted. My mother-in-law did and my stepmom did. And when we would go to her house, we would almost always, before the day was done, we would walk around the house and look at all the flowers. And then she would spread out her quilts. And they were often the same ones. But she'd have the wedding band pattern, and she'd have the starburst pattern, and she'd have this. And they were all laid out on the bed, and she was so happy to show us her creativity. And then we would get one every now and then. So, but she just enjoyed her creativity. I'm just going to name some other things. Sue, she loves gardening. And if I went to her house, I know she'd probably, in the summer, she'd show me her flowers. And I'll bet, do you arrange them too?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Most of them are just
outdoors. Okay. But see, it's creativity, it's color, and it's, it can be, if we're prepared, to say a word for Jesus. Because we all know anybody can raise flowers, but anybody with Jesus can take that to another level. Peggy Van Hagen, I went to her Christmas open house. Oh, my word. I swear, when I got out of the car, I could smell it, but I really couldn't. But once I opened the front door, it was just aroma of soap and deodorants and lip gloss. She's just really good at this. Melissa Abernathy, and I think a number of you as well, when you walk into her house, the first thing you see is a Bible verse. So it doesn't, the minute you get in the house, you know there's a believer in Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful testimony. And I think we all try to do that, but I heard a number of times that really it's a great idea if you have a place to do it right by the front door so that first thing when people come in. Roger in the Good Samaritan in Waconia, he got this room. The whole place was really this. A beautiful shade, kind of a teal green or blue. Yeah, it was just teal. And in his room, the wall above his bed was empty except for two sconces, and there was this whole area in between with nothing. And the minute I saw that color, I thought, I have something at home that I don't do blue very much. And so I ran and got it and hung it up the next day. This is from Thailand. And some ladies who are involved in anti-trafficking, rescue, marketable skills, education, all the things that, ooh, there's a nail in there still. But they are teaching people that have been rescued for skills. Now, isn't that just crazy beautiful? It's just, oh, it's called the Tree of Life. And so we hung this right over his bed with the two sconces on the side. And I must say, most people had very crowded rooms with lots of little things. But this was just this, and it was so dramatic. And nurses and visitors and other residents, everybody was asking about this. It's, your room is so pretty. He also had lots of windows, which was unusual. But this was such an opportunity. How do you speak the name of Jesus in that situation? Nobody's really asking, and you really don't know how to say it. But when they would compliment, then I said, you know, that came from Thailand. I don't really use it very much, but it's really made teaching women who have been exploited by human trafficking. Oh! And so then it was a really good chance to talk about Jesus. And his next-door neighbor would tell everyone that we had been missionaries. So... But it was just amazing. And this blended so well with that wall. I just can't tell you. It was just so exciting. And my open door. So thankful. Another time when we were in a seminary where people from Laos come over to Thailand and the husbands get to go to seminary. And there aren't many opportunities for that, so it's a big thing. But they don't speak Thai. And the education, I think they had to offer the seminary courses in English. So they had to study Thai, so the kids could go to elementary school or wherever, however old they were. And then the education was in English. So here they're studying, and they're not learned people to begin with. So they have to learn all these languages just to begin to comprehend the material. It's tough, and it's really tough for the wives. And the Laotian dress is just gorgeous. It's all this kind of cross stitch, so teeny tiny. And it's in their headdress, in their clothes, and so they probably only have one tribal dress, but it is gorgeous. And so there was this one pastor's wife, and they were really struggling financially, and I wanted to give her a donation. I thought, well, how do I do that? And so I thought, would you make me something? So she did this. I don't know how many hours it took her, but this I bought from her, and really was my donation, but she gave me this. Isn't that just crazy? Oh, just amazing. But that's her tapestry that she does for the glory of the Lord. So for my mother-in-law, it was quilts and gardening. And for these ladies, it was these things. But I just want to read you some verses. 1 Timothy 4:15, practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. So we don't just... We're not perfect at any of these things, but we get ideas, and then we develop our skill, and God uses that. I love that idea of practicing these things. Making coverings, practice that. Proverbs 14:23, in all toil there is profit. In half-hearted work, not a great deal is accomplished, but by meditating and soaking in God's plan and obeying his voice, even before we attempt to develop our skill, we will see great profit, joy, and blessing. So to me, that's just so encouraging. I think of color. I like kind of earthy tones, so I'm not really good, but I'm thinking spring is coming. Maybe I need to maybe make a pillow. I have some fabric that's really beautiful. I should make a pillow. Get some color in there. And maybe rearrange your furniture once in a while. I I get what I have where I want it, and it stays that way, and I'm happy. And if I rearrange, I'm so surprised I walk into the room the next day and I bump into something because I forgot I moved that chair from there to there, or if I do it in the night particularly. But for our family and for ourselves, just everything, when you move to another place, nothing fits the same. But we can do that even if we're not moving. We can just move things around once in a while and increase our joy and creativity. I'm too easily satisfied, but I need to get those creative juices going. So, so many things. Just a word on the wall, rejoice or hope or setting somewhere. People see that. Why do they have that one? And we had just so many people coming and going when Roger was sick, and there were just many opportunities. They enjoyed everything I did. Christmas came. So then I decorated. Oh, my. Well, I don't know if it was so good, but they seemed to like it. And it was a nice opportunity just to have something new to talk about. And certainly the Lord comes into that. He did. He did. So now let's look at this. We've got coverings for ourselves and our household. Stitchings, tapestry. The second phrase, her clothing is linen and purple. So again, why that's interesting, that purple, the royal, regal. So God has a standard for our furnishings, and he has a standard for our clothing and our appearance. We all know the verse, Proverbs 31:30, charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. May my physical attraction be downplayed and the Lord be lifted up. Reverent worship and awe-filled respect. So we don't draw attention to whatever there is of us, but to the Lord. And I can see that. I can see that in our young people. I can see it in you gals. The other day, I had to laugh because not facing you. I remember a couple Sundays ago, Victoria Pulaski wore a red jacket and a red and black top under it. And it was really funny. I think I was serving or something. And I just heard even some guys say, oh, you look so nice today. I think that red was just, whoa. And then she got it from her mother-in-law or something. And so she had a chance to talk about that. But, you know, I thought, you know, it just... We need to, if God gives us a story, it's a great opportunity to just bring glory to him. Tell our stories. Every method, every venue we possibly can. Tell the story. Tell the story. 1 Timothy 2, 9 to 10. Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modesty, and discreetly. Not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly garments, but rather by means of good works, as it's proper for women making a claim to godliness. So much as is proper, not costly garments. And I think of our teenagers today, and the thing to wear at school is the big price tag. You know, and if you can't afford it, well, then you get the knockoff. But it's so important to look a certain way. And it's so sad for our Christian kids to dress appropriately. 1 Peter 3, 3 to 4, your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair, wearing gold jewelry, or putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. And that's what we as moms and grandmas can have, and our kids. We can have that quality of the hidden person of the heart that God wants to grow in us. And we talked before about having the relatives over or whatever. The question for these gals all over the world and for us is, does my home shine Jesus? Hindus can't. Muslims can't. Atheists can't. Buddhists can't. They may have enough money for an original painting on the wall. But if they don't know Jesus, they can't shine him. But we can, and we must, because those are open doors for us. To me, it was just so challenging. This woman in Proverbs 31, we see her in another verse, strolling elegantly through the streets in her beautiful linen and purple. My memories of times overseas of these people, these women I shared with you, they go to church walking, trains, buses, bicycles, scooters, carrying food for the potluck on this vehicle or whatever. This is their normal. It isn't an air-conditioned car going to church and putting the food in the back. It's somehow getting all this to church. And they come looking beautiful, not extravagant, but appropriately, and serving God happily. So wherever our place is, sometimes we think, oh, I don't have as much as my neighbor. But to our benefit or to our harm, we have so much more than these ladies. It creates its own stress. But we really have so many opportunities to give thought, to give care to what we do and why we do it. And to me, that is challenging, and I think to all of us. We are daughters of the King of the universe. And so we just take, we're kingdom sisters wherever we happen to be. And to just keep our eyes. I love 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 18. This monetary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory. Eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And so the things that are seen are a means to telling our story. They're not the focus. So I'm thinking too, just of having joy in our homes, joy in our decorating, not the love of money. That's a root of evil. We get taking pride in stuff and better stuff and more expensive stuff. But Jesus is worthy of it all. And that's the things that are not seen are what we're living for. So that's really my challenge to you today. I hope maybe you've had a flicker of an idea in your mind. We watch HGTV. I did a crazy thing with a friend last week. I went to model homes. Oh, my word. How many of you go to model homes? What a crazy thing. It's not anything about the home. It's the furnishings. And when you buy it, you buy the home. You don't buy the furnishings. But we just have so much stuff and painting a certain way. And, I mean, you can get all the ideas you ever wanted. But it's all just stuff. And we're filled with it every moment. That HGTV, and I kind of like those ideas, but oh my, it can captivate your heart. And then it's sin, then it's evil. And so in a good, positive way, maybe today you thought you could move a chair from here to here, not going to Crate and Barrel, but just whatever. Or maybe something you inherited from your grandma and give it a place of prominence because it's a chance to... Ruth Ann's so good with all of her eclectic heirlooms from everywhere. But it really, your home is a beautiful challenge. And when you walk through it, it's just kind of a feast and tells your story, which is the deal. So
That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of really old stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But some people, now if we're very contemporary in our thinking, we're going minimalist. And there's nothing wrong with that either. That's a good thing, sort of. Unless that becomes your God, then it's a bad thing. So it doesn't matter if we have a lot or a little. It tells our story. And it's impactful. Because we're all curious women. And I notice things when I go to people's house, and I bet you do too. And so when the opportunity comes, give the glory where it's due. So Jesus makes a difference. I just wrote out that stuff, and you can talk about it at your tables. And by God's grace, if you have one thing that impressed you today or you think about, let's try to put it into action and become more like this woman who makes coverings for herself and her stuff. And her clothing is fine linen and purple. Thank you. Let's pray. Father, your strong arm has worked salvation for us. We are so grateful. I don't know why you have loved us. I don't know why you died for us as you did, except for your glory. And so by your grace and your power and your creativity at work in our hearts and our minds, just help us to do whatever we can to share our story in a winsome and beautiful, shining way that would make others think about their priorities and make them desire to walk with you. Lord, that's a big ask, and we do ask it this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.